the shepherd, the sheep herder, and the sheep. Three models of leadership. As we build our lives on Christ, we serve His children as He would. Christ referred to Himself as the good shepherd, who giveth His life for the sheep. Peter called Him the shepherd and bishop of your souls, who suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow His steps. Good leaders are shepherds, and their people are their sheep. The shepherds know their sheep. They know their sheep's voices, for they know their aspirations and fears, their worries and doubts, their families and their problems. Shepherds have genuinely listened to their sheep. Shepherds care for their sheep. They care very sincerely. They appreciate their sheep. They love their sheep so much that they would lay down their lives for their sheep if they had to. Shepherds show their love in innumerable ways, little acts of kindness, patience, forbearance, understanding, and compassion. They'll go the second mile for their sheep. When one of the sheep strays, the shepherd leaves the 99 and lovingly brings it back into the fold. This spirit of valuing the one lost sheep is the same spirit that keeps the other 99 in the fold. Sheep also know their shepherd. They have heard the shepherd's voice. Shepherds do not pretend to be someone they are not. Shepherds are no tin gods who stand apart and are difficult to approach and talk with. Rather, shepherds lead their sheep. They do not need to drive the sheep, because the sheep know their shepherd's voice and will follow it. And therefore, the shepherd can go before them, leading them from the front. The second category of leaders are sheep herders. Sheep herders have to drive their sheep. They have to push and cajole and beg and hover in order to get things done. They have to drive because they do not know their sheep, and the sheep do not know their sheep herders. Such leaders have never really listened to their sheep and don't really care for them. They care instead for their wages, whatever that may be. A sheep herder is a hired hand, working from a what's-in-it-for-me viewpoint. The wages may be glory or honor or the power and control a position bestows. Sheep herders may even aspire to a higher position or one of greater social honor. Because of their double-mindedness, their voices ring hollow and are the voices of strangers. Such officers or teachers do not need to wonder why attendance in their ward is low or why the activities lack punch. If they're honest, they'll examine their own hearts and study the roots of the instability. When things don't go well, or when sheep herders are criticized, like approaches of the wolf, these hired hands leave their sheep. The scripture puts it this way: the hireling fleeth because he is a hireling and careth not for the sheep. They leave by giving excuses, by asking for other jobs, by indifference and complacency, or by becoming sheep themselves. The third category of leaders are the sheep, who merely go along. And as sheep leaders and teachers, they may just do what they have to do in order to get by. No real drive or enthusiasm or fire anymore. Everything becomes dead-level mediocrity. Rather than acting upon this unhappy situation and striving to radiate a new spirit, these sheep absorb the existing spirit. They're imitators, not creators. They're victims, not masters. They're sheep, not shepherds. The most important factor in leadership is this: how much do you really care for your people? I mean, really? And how noble and important is the purpose? Really? How much do you feel this deep inside, the sincere caring for each of the individuals in your Sunday school class, in the scout troop, in the office, or at home? Leaders are often tossed and turned by every wind of new leadership doctrine. Should they be more democratic or more autocratic in action, firmer or more permissive? These questions are important and must be considered, but they are secondary questions. The primary question is, do you really care? If you answer that question affirmatively, you can make some mistakes on the other questions and still be successful. But if you answer it negatively, You may have all the right answers to the other questions, but you cannot succeed. In short, to become a shepherd, we must follow the true shepherd.